2237.
The campaign rhetoric is ratcheting up. Super Tuesday, a lot of delegates at stake. We'll be talking about that this week, especially on our Tuesday show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the start of the week. Mitt Romney says a second term for this president means, among other things, nuclear Iran. You look at Ahmadinejad, I'm sorry, he's a nut times 10. I put him on my hit list as number one, and he's been there for a long time. I don't want this guy to have a nuke. He's a liar, and he's someone I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw him when it comes to world leaders. It's easy to say, that's not in our backyard, but Iran is a different kind of player. Having Iran with a nuke, I think that's something we don't want on the table. So how far do we go as a nation? How far does our president go in dealing with Israel? Shimon Peres had plenty to say about thanking America and the discourse and the direction he sees as far as Israel is concerned.
Iran is the center, the sponsor, the financier of world terror. Iran is a danger to the entire world. It must be stopped, and it will be stopped. We are forever grateful to you for your unwavering support, your unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel. Thank you from the depths of my heart.
All right, at what cost? Ron Paul, who's running for president on the Republican side, says we need to stay out of this whole thing with Israel and Iran. It's about diplomacy. We need to calm down Israel, and we don't need to bomb. Here's what we know. We know that there's a little maneuvering going on because of the president saying he's tired of the loose talk when it comes to that country. And I think it's a setup to say, I'm meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and here's the deal off the table that nobody's really supposed to know is, okay, you relax, take a step back, and if we're going to bomb, we'll bomb after our November elections, because we got elections going on. We're focusing on that. We'll help you. It's not off the table, but you got to wait till we get through the election cycle, because the last thing they want to deal with is dealing with a situation where we're invested in what's happening in Iran even more, because we're already there and we have to be there, but we don't have to bomb right now. And I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be really about alleviating the fear of Netanyahu and trying to get Israel to just wait, play the waiting game. And not like Iran won't know that. I think that's the scary part. Romney is right in the one thing where he's talking about nuclear Iran, to me, is incredibly dangerous, incredibly dangerous. You might not see it that way. You might say, well, you know what, one nuke, two nukes. Well, look, we've got other people that got nukes. Look at North Korea, even though they're dropping down. I mean, come on. So what's a few nukes to Iran? I hope none of you think that way. I think a few nukes to Iran spells big-time problems for the United States of America. All right, we move from that very thorny issue to campaigns and the endorsements in Super Tuesday and all that that entails. Will Mitt Romney ultimately be the guy? Well, this is the same question I keep saying over and over and over again. I mean, we're pedaling down the same street. Rick Santorum, the biggest challenger, really, when it comes to the delegate count anyway. So you got four Republican presidential candidates looking to grab up some numbers in the 10 state races for a leg up, excuse me, as Mitt Romney is actually widening his lead in the delegate count. So Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, can they snap up some of the 419 that are going to be available on Tuesday? Georgia's got 76, and Newt Gingrich, who represented that state in Congress forever, is polling well. It seems like he should be a shoo-in to win Georgia. Santorum in the latest polls is a little bit ahead of Mitt Romney in Ohio, and Ohio is the big behemoth. That's the one you want, Ohio especially, because of how vital it is during the elections. The problem with Santorum is he hasn't gotten on the ballot in a bunch of counties in Ohio, so he's been sacrificing delegates in that state. So that would be, certainly that would be a setback for him, and he's busy just trying to shoot down allegations, if nothing else. He's shot down a lot of the pundits saying that he's not prepared for a primary race and that he can't challenge Barack Obama in the general election. He was part of the Sunday swirl. He was everywhere and anywhere, and he's been popping up on the main stage a ton. Mitt Romney has spent millions on campaign advertising and his infrastructure and continues to spend there, and I guess that's where the establishment people think Romney has the big edge. He also has endorsements like this one from Eric Cantor in Virginia.
Mitt Romney is the only candidate in the race who's put forward a bold, pro-growth, pro-jobs plan for the future.
All right, so we see if it holds up there. And Ohio is 66 delegates, by the way. That's a biggie. Big, 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 for nothing else, for the whole perception thing, for sure. So $10 million has been spent in seven Super Tuesday states so far by Mitt Romney, and his super PAC have spent about half of that at this point. They've got more on the table that they're spending out overall, and this is an interesting number. $75 million has been spent, with $40 million coming from the Romney folks and the people that would be around Mitt Romney. Wow, $40 million. So he picks up the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's endorsement. And you heard what he said. He's backing him because he has a bold economic plan and is the only one who can beat Obama. Is that true? Is he the only one who can beat Obama? And that's the reason why he's getting all this traction, because the perception is that, and the perception is everything. He's the only one that has enough juice to beat him. It can't be Rick Santorum. It can't be Ron Paul. It can't be Newt Gingrich. What do you think, America? If you want to weigh in, do it quickly. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, a little odds and ends. We're going to mix in a couple of questions from the mailbag, too. A lot of the mailbag has to do with Super Tuesday and gasoline prices. People are tired of what they're paying at the pump and thinking down the line they're hearing these horror stories that it could be $5 or $6 or maybe even $7. $7, boy, we are all just in the soup. $7. Imagine if you're traveling 40 minutes each way and that's what you're paying. Wow, that would really blow up a lot of people's budgets, I think. Odds and ends in a few. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lipstick, junkie, defunky, all in one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drugged me that wanted to unplug me. No one here is on trial. It's just
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We're starting off the week talking a little politics, mixing in a few other odds and ends. Easy for me to say, huh? Including, sadly, what's happened with that tornadoes that have ripped up the Midwest and the South. 39 people killed, one family just devastated, husband, wife, their two children, and had a little toddler that was thrown 10 miles, found 10 miles from the house. And she was hanging on Friday night and ultimately died on Sunday. They had to take her off life support. Little Angel, very, very sad story. And there are a lot of those sad stories. Now the snow comes in and you have houses that are just flattened and people are dazed and confused. It's one of the worst things that can happen. You're just blindsided. You got to pick up the pieces. So we feel for them, and we'll tell you some things that you can do to help them out in the next couple of shows. Let's go to Anthony in Connecticut. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, good morning.
What's on your mind? Good morning.
I just wanted to talk about the withdrawal of getting the troops out of Afghanistan and bringing them back home.
Yeah.
My idea is we could protect our country if we brought all of our troops home and surrounded our southern and northern borders, and we could control the illegals that come in and out of this country. This country would be a lot better off. And I think leaving the people in Afghanistan to fend for themselves, so to speak, because those people are third world people, and they will never, ever think like we think on this part of the world.
Anthony, I completely agree with you. I say it all the time. Good call. Short to the point. You're right. Thank you. I've talked about Afghanistan many, many, many times on the show. We've had lots of people on to analyze it. We've had guys who've gone there, served a couple of times, former generals come on the show a few times. We have a terrorism expert that comes on, Jeff Atticott, his name is. And we keep saying the same things over and over again. You're totally right, Anthony. Why are we investing all this manpower? We have guys that just recently have gotten assassinated for no other reason than they're trying to help this country turn itself around through their mentoring program, and then they're victims of this accidental burning of a couple of Qurans at Bagram Air Force Base. And so we're not winning any ground here. The key thing is what he said about the people. It's the illiterate rates there. The people are, they have like a 95% illiteracy rate. They get all of their information from conversation at the mosque if they can get to the mosque. We're not talking about even Baghdad. We're talking about other areas, Kandahar, other areas even further out. And it's very disheartening to me to keep reading these stories. When I heard about the assassinations of the two guys who were in a ministry place that was guarded by Afghan troops, and then a guy with a silencer dressed as an Afghan official, an army guy, I'll call him an army guy, went in and just tapped them to the heads and killed them that way. I thought, wow, this is, at some point we just got to say no. And here you have Ryan Crocker, the ambassador to Afghanistan, who says we need to redouble our efforts. You have Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who says we've got to keep the pressure on there. This is a battle we can't afford to lose. I think we can afford to lose it. We have to get out of there. How many more people and are we going to cost their lives, the families to be destroyed because we're digging our heads in the sand and not paying attention to what Anthony says? These people are never going to drink from this fountain. They're not going to do it. They're going to go back to the Taliban. They're going to go back to what they know. And we will have been doing this for 11, 12, 13, I don't even want to be on the air, saying in 15 years, oh, we're getting close to withdrawing from Afghanistan. To me, that would be the ultimate disaster. All right, speaking of disasters, Chuck Schumer talked about, you know, this, what else? We're talking about gasoline prices because everybody wants to know what's the beef, what's the deal, what are you going to do, what's happening. He specifically talked about refineries and the fact that they've been waiting for a report for almost a year so they could take action, meaning Congress could take action, and then blamed it squarely on the Saudis and how they could ease the burdens of our pain at the pump.
If the Saudis were to say that they will take one barrel, put one barrel of oil on the market for every barrel Iran takes off, the price would come right down. So the administration is pursuing this policy. The good news is the FTC is doing such an investigation. The bad news is it's been 9 months and they haven't given us any results. So I am renewing my call on the FTC, not only to investigate, they're doing that, but I'm asking the FTC to get the results out there immediately.
All right, get the results out there immediately. We'll see how fast they respond to that. I have a feeling they're going to be dragging a little lead. I have a feeling, yeah. One quick note, I happen to see this since we were talking about Afghanistan, mixing that a little bit with the Middle East, the oil prices. A Yemeni government spokesperson says that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, this was just over the weekend, in that pretty dangerous area, or they aren't all dangerous, right? Maybe that's a double entendre. Anyway, 60 Yemeni soldiers in a southern province were killed after a massacre over the weekend. The attack, they say, happened at an operating base about 10 miles outside of the city of Zanjibar, which is controlled by, you know, mostly affiliate people to Al-Qaeda, suicide bombers, that kind of stuff. And they say the assault happened sort of like a 1-2 punch and was an open war and a big blow to the military. And in addition to the people that were killed, they took prisoners and kidnapped others. And they described the assault the Yemeni government did as ruthless and barbaric. They slit throats. Like, it's almost like agent warfare, but not so much for the other side. And they say that it was very personal, that they were sending a message. And through their media arm, they distributed threatening newsletters and videotaped executions to intimidate the people in the area. And, boy, oh, boy, the people that the brigades, three brigades of the military were involved, and they described them as the 39th Brigade, 115th, and 119th. Pretty significant because the new Yemeni president's commander in the south had just taken over. So Al-Qaeda was definitely trying to show some leverage. And the Yemeni government says that mostly what they're seeing is this has all been kicked open as a result of Osama bin Laden being killed by those Navy SEALs in Pakistan back in May of 2011. And they say normally the jihadists would just move on, travel to Pakistan and Afghanistan, but instead they're being redirected to Yemen and Somalia, which makes sense if they're being pushed out of other areas or there are more remote places to hold camps and whatnot. But well, the description, the grisliness of how they're killing people is the is something that we just, you can't fathom living here in the United States. Hey, like, no matter what, we could all agree and disagree on everything, but we can still grab the brass ring, and we have opportunities in this country that, boy, they certainly don't in these other countries that we're talking about, these horrific, oppressive things that they live with. And certainly Al-Qaeda is that. But in the same breath, as we have tried to do whatever we can for Afghanistan, it's such a losing cause. There are certain places where you're just not going to affect that change. And I don't see how we're going to affect any change there. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can shoot them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I'll just mix this one in real quick. We got this from Simon, who says, "Hello, America Tonight. Great job on the show. Just wanted to tell you my heart really goes out to the families who are suffering through these tornadoes. I mean, it's Mother Nature, and it's just bad luck. What can you say? But Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and some parts of the South don't look like they used to look anymore because they don't have those neighborhoods. They were completely flattened. It's shocking." It is shocking. And we're going to tell you how you can help some of those people coming up on our next show here on America Tonight. For now, though, we're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichalcum, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America Tonight. You know, we have a segment on this show called It's Your Business, and so many people are bombarding me with emails about their entrepreneurial ideas and trying to figure out ways to make it happen and saying they only have X amount of dollars available and how do they get things developed. And, you know, there's a million different things that we could talk about. And so much of this country is based on small businesses. Somebody told me the other day, I was at a chamber lunch, and that 90% of businesses in America are small businesses. Now, the definition of small business is 500 or less, at least in my dictionary. But I see a lot of people coming up with some great ideas, small, medium, and large, if you will. So waiting in our virtual green room, Jeff Fick. He is a guy who certainly knows businesses, big, small, domestic, international, entrepreneurs. That's right up a lot of our alleys, inventors, all that kind of stuff. He's a senior fellow at the Page Center for Entrepreneurial Studies Business School, Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. I won't hold him against that because I'm an Ohio University grad, by the way. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for sharing your audience.
Do you think, and truly that's the truth, I'm getting more emails about this because we're talking about it a lot. Do you think this is the time for entrepreneurial things to happen when we had problems with job growth in the last 3 years? Is this the time to leap and maybe the net will find you when you have an idea?
Well, it's always a good time if you have a good idea. We're approached over 1,000 times a year by people with products or concepts or services that they are interested in launching or starting. And one of the things that I always tell people is the world doesn't need any more cosmetics or sporting goods or pet products or whatever it is that you want to market, unless you can bring a product to market that has a point of difference. If you can improve on what's in the marketplace, it's always a good time, because consumers are always looking for the newest, the best, something that has features and benefits that will improve their lives.
So how do you decide if you've got that point of difference? Because, you know, everybody thinks their child is beautiful. So I think it's kind of like that. I hate to put it that way. Sure. But, you know, I think I have a brilliant idea, Jeff, every third day. So how do I test that? I mean, friends would be kind, right? So that's not the way to test it. How do you test your product out?
Well, you start with friends and people that you trust their opinions. But what we tell people to do is three or four things. Number one is walk stores and be honest with yourself. Look at what's in the marketplace. Really do research online. Use every form of keyword that you can to look at competition. And then one of the things that's free, it doesn't cost a nickel to do, is go to USPTO.gov. That's the United States Patent and Trademark Office. It's free. You paid for it. You're funding the government. And you can punch in keywords and see if there's anything in your space, the product or service that you're interested in offering, if there's something already in existence that has patent protection. The other thing to do is sit down with people that you honestly trust, that will be honest with you, and run a kind of a personal focus group. You know, would you buy the product if it were available? Would you pay X amount of money for the product? What would you improve about my idea? What do you think is wrong? The most important thing is to find out about a product. And there's a lot of products and a lot of concepts that make sense. What I want to know, and every product has this issue, I want to know what's wrong so that I can address that and overcome that.
Oh, what's wrong? We got an email because, as I said, I had a ton of emails about various businesses, and this was from Al listening to us in Burlington, Vermont, WVMT, one of our great affiliates there. And he says, Kate, I was listening to a recent In Your Business or For Your Business, and my question was, how do I find money? Everybody I talked to seems to be able to get loans, but how do you even go after a loan when you have kind of an off-the-wall idea? And his product that he's trying to develop is sort of a modern-day snow globe, but it's sand in bottles and with trinkets and that kind of stuff. And he thinks he could sell them at fairs and whatnot, and then eventually open maybe a storefront.
I would tell Al that what he should do is conduct a search, do his due diligence on a concept called bootstrapping. 35 years ago is how I started my first business. Millions of entrepreneurs all over the world, certainly many, many here in America, bootstrap their way. They start local, they start small, they build, they snowball, they reinvest. There's a lot of different bootstrapping concepts that are out there, but it is the single most important, the most relevant way to launch and leverage a small business. There are very, very few resources for concepts. Everybody, I mean, we're approached, as I said, many, many hundreds of times a year, and invariably people, the first question they ask is, you know, how do I raise $1 million? How do I raise a certain amount of money? And I tell them almost invariably, you probably won't raise monies until you show interest, what we call a product proof of life. You can create a production quality prototype. You can run a focus group. You can test market in a small way. There's a lot of different ways to proceed, but money, there's all the money in the world available. You can do receivable financing. You can factor invoices. There's a lot of ways to raise monies once you show investors that your product has legs.
Yeah, and you might do that by what you said, local, small, all that stuff. If you start to prove it, you start to go out, you start to massage the idea, and you start to make some sales, I guess, and you see that it's viable, at least there's some interest, that would help, wouldn't it, with investors?
Absolutely. We've had, I could tell you, story after story after story of people that we have advised, not really clients, but people that have approached us, have had ideas, and we've directed them to start, and they'll start with local church fairs, county fairs, state fairs, art shows. They'll have a line of bath and body products or a line of gourmet food product. There's a million ways for clever people to start in a small way and leverage their product on the local level, use public relations, PR releases that are free. There are sources all over the internet now, which is an incredible tool that people use improperly for in many cases, but could do be much more productive for them. To take your product and build awareness. You got all the social media now. There's so many tools that are available today that weren't available many, many years ago when I started. It's available. It's out there. It's free.
I know. I love that. It's free. You just have to do your research. Give us some of the success stories that you've had. I love stories because, to me, that's what got me interested to make the leap myself and start my own business. And it's been really exciting. It really has been. And I think part of that is because I have passion for it, but I like listening to other people's success stories. I would start to read it in the magazines, and I would pay attention to it at whatever business school was putting on, you know, some kind of a show where they would go through products and whatnot. But you definitely have some stories you can brag on. Let's hear some of those.
Well, we do. We work with a lot of people at different levels and different size companies. We work with multinationals right down to inventors and entrepreneurs who are just starting out. In the last couple of years, there's been a run of, obviously, people who've been downsized out of their careers and their jobs, positions that they thought they would, retire from. But their companies have been downsized, and they pool their assets and say, wow, I'm in my 40s or 50s, and I'm probably not going to get a job in that industry, and I don't want to move. I don't want to relocate. So we had a lady come to us up in Ohio who had been an insurance, mid-level insurance company executive. She had received a settlement, and I said to her, she came to us, and I said, what's your passion? That's the key word. What's your passion? And she said, I love baking. And she said, I have developed a style of baking that I do commemorative baking. And when somebody graduates high school or a baby's born or somebody has a special anniversary, I customize a baked good that kind of, mimics the occasion. And she wanted to get involved in the baking business. So we helped her organize a kind of like a book of the month club for her baked goods. And she's customizing product now. She started with just herself in her kitchen, and she we taught her where to go to comply with regulation, with label statements and things like that, so she was legal and could get product liability insurance. And she has expanded now that she's got four employees, and now she's setting up a commercial bakery. She started locally and then went statewide, and now she's going further. Stories like that are legion. If you have a man has a pickup truck and a ladder and a toolbox, he could be an entrepreneur.
I like that. And you're that's probably simple. Right. Yeah, it's that simple. I love that. Jeff Fick, thank you so much. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that? I'm sure that we're just going to blow out your phone lines with business ideas.
Right. Our company is Duquesa Marketing, and the best way to reach us for free consultation, we love talking to people that call, go to newben, as in Ben Franklin, .net. newben.net. It'll link you to our website. There's a free consultative test you can take on there to see where you are in your process, and we will speak to anybody that wants a free analysis.
Excellent. Jeff Fick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kate.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Every week on America Tonight, we do this thing where we spotlight good deeds that other people are doing called the Daily Salute. Found a great one this time around. You think of the homeless situation across the country, and particularly in places that are super hard hit, where the economy is just crippling, like Las Vegas, a place where I used to live, and I saw a lot of homeless people when I lived there, and now that has multiplied. Well, enter Danny McCaslin, who decides, you know, I'm going to do something. I'm going to help these people. They could use a sandwich. They could use some food. And you would not believe how it has snowballed since she first decided to reach out. She's in our virtual green room right now. I think she's got a latte in her hand. I hope we gave her a latte. She's probably putting that down. Danny, we spare no expense on this show. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what happened. How is it that you decided you were going to reach out? What made you decide to do that? Were you seeing them in your daily life? You're seeing a lot of people that were down and out, and you just decided, man, we've got this extra food, so let's do something?
Right, yeah, we just had some extra food after a party. It wasn't expected. It wasn't anything we had planned out, and we just we packed it up, and we took it downtown and tried to find some homeless people to give it to, and we found a group of about 50 people living in tents in a deserted railroad lot. And so we just, you know, we got out and started giving them the food, and then we found out, you know, we listened to their stories and got to know them and just figured out that it was a really bad issue in Las Vegas that needed to be addressed. And so from then on out, we decided that we would go out there twice a week and start giving them food, start giving them sandwiches, water, and, you know, just stack lunches. And it just kind of snowballed, and just after talking to them and getting to know them a little more, then we decided that, you know, food wasn't the major issue that was going on down there. They also needed toiletries and socks and underwear and blankets and clothes, so we started handing them all of that.
When you found out some of the other things that they needed, did you reach out to the community? How did you get people to donate some of the things?
Yeah, we did. After about a month of just a few of us doing it, we decided that, hey, why don't we post on some social media sites, see if anyone else wants to volunteer with us, hang out with us, see what, you know, comes of it. And amazingly enough, we had a huge outcome of people wanting to get involved, people wanting to get help, you know, and wanting to just help in any way they can. So we had, you know, just all these people from all different kinds of walks of life that were put into the PBJ fold and started coming down with us and started helping. So now we have about, you know, 200 people in the community volunteering and coming down to this group of people and helping them out, trying to get their identification, trying to help them with job resumes, job building, and just doing everything we can to try and get them off the street.
And this has only been since, what, last November?
Yeah, it's been since November. This is our coming on to our fourth month. And then we were also, throughout the community, there was also a very generous property owner who actually donated us 5 to 6 condos that we have right now that we've been able to place homeless folks in to help them get their jobs and just have a temporary housing for 3 months while we help them get on their feet.
What's been what's been the most rewarding part of doing this?
The most rewarding part is just being able to see, you know, these people and the situations they've been in. It's been humbling more than anything else, just because I've been able to see that they're just normal people. They're just like me, you know, and that a lot of Americans are just about one or two paychecks away from being in their situation. And it's just, you know, it's really humbled me and made me realize that these people are not, there's a big misconception about them, and that's been the rewarding part, is just listening to their stories and hearing them and trying to help them.
Yeah. You know, who knew, as you said, people often feel removed or say, don't give money, don't reach out, and look what you've been able to do in such a short amount of time. Tell us some of the stories. I heard a story about running into somebody who decided they were going to come. They were going to come to Los Angeles and try to be an actor. They couldn't do it, and then they ended up in Las Vegas because they never made it all the way home. They didn't have the money to do it. A young kid. What was his story?
Yeah, there was a young 18-year-old boy who had come out, and he thought, you know, it was Las Vegas, there was plenty of jobs, he could find something to do, and unfortunately he was in a relationship that didn't last, so he found himself without a job, without a house, without any kind of way to get home, and one of our volunteers had come out and saw him and was really, you know, her heart really got out to this, or reached out to this little boy, or this young boy, and you know, she was like, what is it that you need? Do you want a job or do you want to just go home, back home to Atlanta? And he said, I just want to go home. I just want to go back to my family. And so, you know, right then and there, she bought him a bus ticket back home to Atlanta. And so it was just amazing. I mean, our whole model is see a need, fill a need. And obviously that young man needed to go home. And so right away we got him home. And it was just amazing to see that, you know, that man's day had changed in a matter of minutes. You know, he thought that probably that night he was going to figure out how he needed to get food, how he was going to survive that night, and then he ended up going home and being okay. So.
Yeah, that has to feel good, some of the things that you've been able to do. And the hardest part about doing this, I would imagine, is the drain on the time, because you have your own personal life and what you're doing, and now what's become something that's a truly an entity of a force of change, if you will, because you've seen how things have snowballed. So how do you balance that?
Just getting help from other people, getting other people involved is kind of, you know, just getting people involved and helping and just balancing it.
That's what you have to do. Yeah, just get to get find people that are able to pull it all together. The PBJ name is obviously a play on peanut butter and jelly, and that's what it started out as, right? Peanut butter and jelly, and it's gone from there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, ultimately, as this continues, as we're talking about here, continues to grow. What do you hope happens?
Well, we're hoping to expand on this temporary housing thing we have going on. Right now we only have about 6 condos to use, and we're hoping to, as we grow larger, to be able to get more condos available and be able to do this 3-month program with homeless people and ultimately get them permanently off the street. And, that's our long-term goal.
And the people that you found, is it all, all ages, all different types of scenarios of the reason why they're homeless? Have you found that out when you've listened to their stories?
Yes, they're all very, very different, which is why we try and keep it very personal, why we go to them, why we talk to them and try and get to know their story, because often homeless are stereotyped all into one kind of group, and that's not the case at all. Everybody is different. Everybody has a completely different story and a completely different situation, so we try to really, figure out what it is they need personally and what got them to the street, not what everyone thinks happened. There was one guy that's in the condos right now, and his story was that he was a truck driver for 15 years, and the company just closed out one day, closed their doors, and then they sent out their last paycheck bounced. And then he found himself, going through his savings, and, he borrowed from family and friends and eventually just had to come to the street. And he refers to himself as an economic refugee, and that, what happened to him is because of the economy, not because he's a drunk or he's on drugs or it was just a slew of bad luck that happened to him.
And after hearing his story, now where is he in trying to find a job? Are you trying to help him? What's happened?
He's been in the condo for about 2 months now, and we helped through his birth certificate, get all of his identifications straightened out. And then he got re-accepted into truck driving school. So that's like a 12-week course, and within 6 weeks of it, he will have a job. So he is well on his way to being self-sufficient and back on his feet and in his own home.
Wow. And that's the goal, right? The goal is, as you said, to get more condos, to help more people with the job situation, get more people involved.
Right. We have about a 3-month thing going on in the condos. We put them in for about the first 4 to 6 weeks they're in. We get their identification straightened out. We build their resumes. We have a job counselor come in, a budgeting, someone coming in and work on their budget. And then they get a job at the end of the 4 to 6 weeks. And then we let them save their paychecks for about 2 months and live completely free, and to help them save up for a deposit and to get a savings account rebuilt. And then they go out on their own after the 3 months.
Wow. If somebody listening to this wants to help out, how can they do that, Danny?
Well, they can go to facebook.com/parksensejustice, and there's many ways people can get involved, far or near.
Yeah, I'm thinking off the top of my head people that might have donations or other things that they want to send to you, so they can do it that way. Just check out Facebook. Danny McCaslin, thanks so much for joining us in America Tonight, and bravo for what you're doing to help those people.
Thank you.